President Trump's executive order concerning immigrants and refugees has upset a lot of people across the country. The town of Clarkston, Georgia, is home to a large refugee population. It's been called the Ellis Island of the South. Last night, the city held a special meeting to discuss President Trump's executive actions. A Clarkston resident named Amina Osman spoke at that meeting. Osman is originally from Somalia and lost her husband and children to that country's civil war. She's known in the Clarkston community as Mama Amina. And last night, she had this message for President Trump.
I love America, but I feel bad today. Muslims and Christians was created by God. When God loves his people, you are not supposed to judge. He's not supposed to judge. He's not supposed to just divide us today between Christian and Muslim. One day, he will answer from God.
Just one of the many refugees who call Clarkston, Georgia, home. Ted Terry is the mayor of Clarkston. I spoke with him earlier this week.
The census has us at about half of our city is foreign-born, and we're up about 13,000 people total in our 1.4 square mile city.
And it's been called the most diverse square mile in America based on census records. Give me an idea of how many countries we're talking about.
That's right. Yes, 40 different nationalities, 60 different languages. We've been receiving refugees since the Refugee Act of 1980. And so we still have Vietnamese, now citizens who still live in Clarkston, who came over way back in the early 1980s, Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia. You can chart the course of human events and world events through the people that have come to Clarkston, all the way up to Iraqi, Afghani, and now Syrian refugees.
And so this executive order may, in fact, affect a large number of people in Clarkston.
That's right. Well, so the number one, the local economy is completely dependent upon the international clientele. So we don't have large supermarket chains or department stores. We have local grocery stores, ethnic eateries, people who do business around the world who still have ties back to their home countries. And so two parts, the travel ban is going to affect some local businesses. But then long term, the bringing the cap from 110,000 refugees under President Obama to down to 50,000 refugees under President Trump is going to have a big effect on our apartment complexes. The resettlement agencies fill nearly 1,000 vacant apartment units every year in Clarkston. And you know, the reality is that a large part of the economy is based around the MARTA cards, the rent, the utilities, the money spent at grocery stores by refugees in those initial 3 to 4 months. And then the good news is that after 180 days, 91% of these refugees are self-sufficient. So they have a job, they're learning English, their kids are enrolled in school. Hopefully they've paid back their plane ticket, which they came over here on, and they're, part of our community.
Let me play you a comment from Reince Priebus. He spoke on Meet the Press over the weekend, and he's talking here. There's a couple things he's talking about, but one of the main things he's saying is how this is all temporary.
Here's the deal. If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
Okay, so that doesn't sound so bad, the way that Reince Priebus is. Now, he's not accurately describing it. I want to be clear. He's not accurately describing the executive order and what it does. On the other hand, is there a particular problem with, I guess, strengthening the vetting process for refugees in your mind?
Well, under President George W. Bush, after the 9/11 attacks, the refugee program went through a major overhaul. And so the vetting processes were strengthened significantly. And under President Obama, Syrian refugees went through an entire other layer of vetting called the Syria Enhanced Review. And these were programs and vetting that were put forth not by a political team under President Obama, they're put forth by the Department of Homeland Security, by the CIA, by the FBI, presumably the experts. And so I'm not sure how much more vetting is going to happen. It sounds a little bit political. When I hear the most dangerous countries in the world, I think, well, why wouldn't Saudi Arabia be on that list? That's where most of the hijackers came who attacked us on 9/11.
Okay. What is the crime rate in Clarkston?
So in the past few years, we've been ranked one of the 50 safest cities in Georgia. We fell off a little bit recently, but there's 500 cities in Georgia, and being in the top 50 or top 60, so I think it's pretty good.
What kind of calls are you getting? What kind of things are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, folks want to know, you know, is Clarkston going to continue to be a welcoming and compassionate community?
And are they worried about traveling and being able to get back into the U.S.?
We have some folks who have been in this country for decades, from Somalia and Sudan, who have business ties back in those countries, who travel to those countries to visit, you know, extended family. And so, yeah, I think in the short term, they're going to, you know, be impacted by it. I'm hoping that once this short-term period's right, you know, over and Reince-Priebus says, you know, it's temporary, then hopefully they'll restore order and restore basic commerce.
Maybe, but let's hear one more comment from Reince-Priebus where he suggests that may not be true. Take a listen.
Perhaps other countries need to be added, but this is all done for the protection of Americans. And waiting another 3 days and waiting another 3 weeks is something that we don't want to get wrong. President Trump is not willing to get this wrong.
Okay, so at the very beginning of that, he suggested that other more countries than just the seven might eventually be added. And your residents of Clarkston include 40 different nations. So what do you need to do as the mayor at this point? Are you clear on exactly what this executive order does?
I am when it comes to the future impact on refugee resettlement. If we're cutting the refugee resettlement in half, we're talking about a major hit to our economy.
More than half.
And, you know, I've gotten a lot of comments from just sort of the social media sphere about, you know, we need to be, you know, housing homeless vets instead of refugees, to which I've argued that those are not mutually exclusive, you know, goals. And that if we really want to kind of get down to what are we paying for and what's more valuable, I would argue that $1 billion spent on an artillery system that no one wants is not going to keep us safe from terrorists. However, the dividend, the compassionate dividend extended by America to rescue just a small drop in the sea of humanity. 16 million people are in refugee status, which means they have left their home and their country and are in limbo. Another 60 million people are internally displaced. And we're talking about 10,000 Syrians, 16,000 people from the Democratic Republic of Congo, which, by the way, if we really want to talk about the other humanitarian crisis in this country, in this world, it's conflict minerals that are being used to build our iPhones. And that's another huge aspect of the refugee crisis, which will be affected, bringing that cap down to 50,000.
So some polls have been taken, and a large number of the Americans who support a travel ban like this don't have personal interactions with either refugees or, in fact, Muslims. So what would you say to somebody like that who might feel fear before they ever moved into a place like Clarkston?
Yeah, one of the calls I got in my office was from a gentleman who lives south of Atlanta, and he said that, you know, Mayor, I'm concerned that we're going to have Sharia law in Clarkston in Georgia if we don't stop all these refugees. And I had to tell him, you know, straight out, as long as I'm mayor, we will respect the Constitution and we will not have Sharia law in my city. And
is there a danger of having Sharia law?
I don't know. This gentleman was concerned about it, but when he heard me say that we will not have Sharia law in Clarkston, he said, well, I really appreciate you saying that. I was really concerned. And then, you know, I've extended an invitation to him and many other people to visit Clarkston. I think if you would meet people face to face, hear their stories, you will understand that there are a lot of Muslims and just refugees in general who, through no fault of their own, no ill intention for this country, have nothing but love and compassion in their hearts. And because we have rescued them, they see America as the greatest nation on earth. And that's exactly the type of people we want to have in our country. And that's exactly the kind of resident I want to have in my city.
So how do you make it work, though? One of the things that we have seen in the past couple years, at least, it is very difficult to have people from different backgrounds with different perspectives and different life experiences and very different opinions to live near one another without arguing and getting in conflict. So that kind of describes Clarkston, I think, a diversity of opinions, a diversity of perspectives. How do you make that work?
I don't make it work. It's worked on its own. 35 years of refugee resettlement, people from Vietnam, from Bosnia, from Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Burma, Bhutan, the Congo, We have a mosque across the streets, a Buddhist temple, down the streets, a Baptist church. Around the corner is an Ethiopian Orthodox church, a Hindu Buddhist temple, all within 1 square mile. And yet no instances of domestic terror, no religious wars, no ethnic conflicts. And so I haven't done anything. I think Clarkston, just as a community, has proven that people can peacefully coexist in the land of liberty. When you say that people have the freedom to worship and the freedom to express themselves and the freedom of opportunity, that is exactly what they are taking advantage of in Clarkston. And we continue to be one of the safest cities in Georgia.
That is Ted Terry. He is the mayor of Clarkston, Georgia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.